Talk sauce.
Bo and Jack are just a couple dudes recapping life.
Talk sauce.
We're back, everybody.
Yo, it's been 3 months since we've recorded.
Yeah, it's been a very long time.
It's been a financial quarter.
It's been a crazy ride. We apologize to the whole TalkSauce community.
The numbers have been out of whack, and we've had to figure out our shit.
Yeah, we've had to sort some stuff out.
You know how fiscal quarters are.
Yeah, it's crazy. We had to declare bankruptcy and then undeclare bankruptcy.
Yeah, we declared bankruptcy, and we were like, oops, didn't mean to do that. It turns out we're super rich.
I actually saw recently that the WeWork guy who like declared bankruptcy is now trying to buy back the company.
I did see that.
I don't know what's going on.
Why would you try and buy back WeWork? I feel like,
I don't know.
I was in a WeWork not too long ago. Probably
I work in a WeWork. Past.
Oh yeah. How do you like it?
I like it a lot, actually, but it is very empty. Like, there's a bunch of empty offices.
Oh, yeah. When I went, I was like, this place is a ghost town.
Yeah. But before we get too far into it, Bo, I would like to say this is the podcast for Talk Sauce.
By Talk Sauce.
That was sick.
That was so cool. That's the end of the episode.
Yeah.
That was the coolest. We it turns out we're on a free trial right now of a more advanced podcast recording version of what we've been using, and there are sound effects galore. Why don't you give a couple?
The problem. Well, I'd like to give a sound effect that expresses my feelings about this, because the problem is they got rid of like the free basic version, so now we're on a free trial. So it kind of makes me feel a little bit like this, a little bit unsure of the future. Of how we're going to record these podcasts.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. But that does encapsulate our feelings. Zencastr. Zencastr has been a reliable producing platform, and now they got all greedy.
Yeah, really, it really has been great. But the problem is that we pay for two other things too. So maybe we need to dig into it. Maybe we can like get rid of, like, find a free version of one of those, because I think it would be sweet to have these, like, the soundboard. I have so much power right now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, Jack has full autonomy. Yeah.
And the cool thing is this is the first time we've used this, and it looks like you can add in clips. So what we should do is, when we release this podcast, we should have our listeners submit little sound snippets that we can add.
That would be
soundboard.
Awesome. Bring back meme of the week vibes. Yeah, because I don't think we record quite enough to be like, let's pay for another thing to because I Venmo Jack like 30-25 bucks a month, something like that, and this is the first time we've recorded in 3 months, so we've paid like $150 between the two of us.
We need to
record an episode.
We need to sit down and figure out how to find like some free stuff.
There's got to be a way.
I think Zencastr might, like, with the professional version, do some of the stuff that the other ones would do. So I'll see if I can like edit it on Zencastr and stuff and see.
Because that would be cool, because the sound effects, like, I feel like we're leveling up, you know?
Yeah, especially this one.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Five, dude. And it would be cool. You know what we could do is we could have the theme song in here so we could talk over it.
That would be sick. Kind of like towards the end of the song, we start talking and it's like,
That would roll.
And then it would be easier to be like, all right, let's use the Screamo version, because we haven't used the Screamo version. I think we only used it once. And it's too good to not use ever, but it's kind of hard to like switch that kind of stuff up, I imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll figure it out. I think this could be a new horizon for TalkSauce. The soundboard is really getting me interested. I'm not sure if the listeners agree, but I'm definitely more entertained.
than
I was before.
And I thought I was as entertained as I possibly could be.
Yeah.
Before, and now I'm like, oh man, I never know when Jack's gonna come in with a new sound. You know,
we'll see if we can get your hands on the soundboard at some point.
I kind of like the mystery of when Jack's gonna throw something in. What's it gonna be?
The problem is, I think I've already done all four sounds. That there's only four, so
Well, we'll have to add some.
Yeah, yeah. We need to bring in some
on YouTube and look up different sound
effects. I bet you can just like download like a bunch of sound effects. And then, I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'm very excited.
Yeah, this is huge. This is the biggest thing since timeshares on the blockchain, probably.
Yeah, it's possible. And that was a big thing.
Because now it's sound effects on the blockchain.
Man, I really want like just little clips of like famous podcast like moments.
We should clip the whole book club episode. Our worst episode.
That episode needs to be destroyed before it's clipped.
I think that was a SoundCloud episode, so I think I'm the only person
with
access to it now, because I have the whole database of COVID era. That's so wild. Like, remember, I feel like we've become quite proficient in like doing a podcast like this just from 4 years of being like, all right.
Yeah, well, we just had no idea what
4 years, which is
that crazy. Is pretty crazy. Yeah, I mean, it's just we kind of like know how to do it. I remember the process before would take so long, and then the final product sounded like absolute shit.
Yeah.
And now it's like pretty straightforward now.
Yeah, for sure. Isn't it crazy that COVID was like in 2 weeks, it'll have been 4 years.
It is crazy. And I think that's going to be just like a big part of our, like the stories of our lives. I feel like it'll be like pre-COVID, post-COVID.
Isn't that fucked up?
Yeah.
And it was 4 years ago. That's the last 4 years compared to like the first, like the 4 years before COVID, like end of college, first couple years, like outside of college, felt like so much longer. Like I've lived in New York longer post COVID than I did pre COVID.
That's crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
Wow. That, I mean, I guess the same applies to me for Austin too.
But it doesn't feel like that.
Yeah, it doesn't at all. That's weird. Anyway, I'll have an existential crisis after the podcast. Our viewers don't like that.
I guess we listeners. Did have like a blip of a year, so it doesn't quite feel like we basically had like a year. So yeah, it doesn't quite feel like as long, but it has been, which is insane.
Well, if not for COVID, we wouldn't have Talk Sauce, probably.
That is true. I mean, we talked about starting a podcast like 7 years ago, probably.
Yeah, but the question is, would we have actually done it if we had other things we could do?
Probably not, because look how often we record now.
Yeah, now that we're busy. So it's Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Sunday, February
2:00 Eastern. 2:02, I should say.
2:00 Eastern. That's correct.
Yeah, big day. What have you been up to? Walk me through the weekend. Let's give some people the classic Talk Sauce banter of let's recap a little bit.
My weekend itself has been fairly uneventful, but this is like, this will be interesting fodder for conversation, I think. That's the name of the episode right there. Fodder for conversation. Nice. Did you hit it three times or does it?
Yeah, here, hold on, let me just click it one time, see what happens.
I think
no, it does do it. It does it infinitely until I click it again. I don't know if I like that.
No, I think the one time is perfect, though.
Yeah. You know? I wanted it to just do it once, but then
But I do think this will be interesting fodder for conversation. So the last time we recorded was November, and I had stopped drinking for about a month at that point. And in the first like 3 months, let's say like October 16th, which was the last day I drank, through New Year's Day, let's say, I was like constantly traveling. I was in California. I was in Oregon. I was in Texas. Like, I was never in New York for more than like 2 weeks at a time. Like, just like my life normally as it stands, right? And since New Year's, since I got back on New Year's Eve from Austin, this is the longest I've been home and like kind of gotten the best look at what my life looks like now, not drinking. And let me tell you, I am profoundly bored. I still like go out and like hang out at bars and stuff, but I like existentially, I'm like, what do I fucking do with my time now? You know, because I like my whole like social, like, idea of, like, socializing was, like, being at bars and, like, hanging
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, I still like doing that, but I'm like, I'm like, there's got to be some other way to spend my time. <You know? laughs> And I have no idea what that looks like. So I've just been like, all right, I guess I'll watch a movie again, or I guess I'll play Baldur's Gate, which is fun. But I'm like, I need something else to do with my time. And I have no idea what
That's
that is. You know?
Yeah, because I feel like particularly in New York, like whenever I've been to visit you, there are just so many options in terms of like eating, drinking, just like going around the city, doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like it was such an emphasis on what we were doing in the city.
Yeah. And it doesn't, so yeah, it's not like that for everyone. That's just what it was like for me. So by proxy, when you came to New York, that's what New York looked like.
Yeah. But I also feel like with the kind of the stand up scene, like you're at bars doing that kind of stuff anyway, you know?
Yeah. So that's what it's like. What it's like yesterday when I didn't have any shows and I'm like hanging out in a bar. I'm like, I'm in a bar again, you know? I'm
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Doing, you know, like I'm like, there's got to be something else. So I've been like literally every person I can talk to. I'm like, what do you do with you? I've gone to like two AA meetings just to like, it's not for me. Hey, I will say that. Not into it. I don't like it. But I went to two just to like be around people who don't drink.
Be like,
what the fuck are you guys doing? Like, what's going on, man? Like, you guys like do shit? And it turns out at AA, they just talk about God in the 12 steps. And it was like,
how much drinking destroyed their life. And,
yeah.
Yeah. It was a little
like,
heavy.
It's like, you know, your friends that you were drinking with, you shouldn't be friends with them anymore. And I was like, I mean, I've been sober for 4 months and that hasn't been a problem for me. I think you and I are on different paths, man. You know? So it's like,
yeah.
AA was a very like strange experience. Cause I was like, I don't need to go to church, which is kind of what it feels like in a lot of ways. There's like doctrine that's very like heavily emphasized and talked about. Not that there's anything wrong with church or anything. I was just like that. I don't want that from them.
Yeah. But that is what like a lot of people need.
Right.
Which, you know, some people like have to have that strict of like a set of life guidelines to stop with their addictions.
Compared,
you know,
to those people, I'm like, I'm so put together. It's like,
yeah.
But I I don't know. It's very like you go, like I would go to AA and like people like share and like tell their stories or whatever. And then people are like, I never really figured out sobriety till I got my third sponsor and we worked through step 5 of the 12 steps. And I looked at step 5 and I was like, I don't think I need to do that. You know, like,
yeah,
it's something like, I don't know, like reach out to everybody you've wronged and say you're sorry or some shit like that. And I'm like, I don't think I need to do that. You know, I wasn't like a monster when I was drinking.
Yeah, yeah. There's definitely different levels to that.
People, there's someone who's like, yeah, fuck that guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, I don't think I need to those people in my life. And then it was like, but I do get it. Like, the longer I've been not drinking and the more I think about drinking and like kind of situations I had put myself in the past, I do see how people are like, oh, some like guardian angel was like saving my life. And that's why when they get sober, they turn to religion, I think, because they're like, some divine entity kept me alive.
Yeah.
You know, so I kind of get it. But it was like it was strange. So that's
it is very like rigid, though. But I mean, I really don't know much about it, but it seems like they think the same solution applies to everyone regardless of your situation.
It was immensely one-sided.
You know, they're like absolute, probably as you said, like absolute monsters. And then there's you who just like was, you know, drinking a little too much.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Like, very different kind of vibe.
Yes, exactly. And like I mean, these people are like I'll respect the sanctity of not repeating stories that I've heard. But I have heard some people's stories where I'm like, oh, I get why you need this.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? It really does help a lot of people. So it's, yeah.
where I was just interested in being like, what do you guys do? Like, do you guys, you guys play pickleball? I don't know if I want to play pickleball, but like, I'm like, what do you guys do with your time? You know?
Yeah. And, I mean, it's particularly interesting at night, I feel like, because I think during the day you can find stuff to do pretty easily. But if it's like nighttime, where do you go to hang out with people? You know what I mean? Outside of a bar. Like, look, what is there to do? You go bowling?
I still love like going to bars and hanging out and stuff. I just like am looking for something that's like, that's not the only thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if I'm at a bar and I'm like, oh, I have the option of doing something else, or I did do something else and now I'm at a bar. I'm like, well, I'm not just like stuck in the same routine that I was stuck in, just not drinking anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's been kind of interesting and just trying to like figure out what the fuck I want to do with my
Life. Well, our listeners should send Bo some suggestions for hobbies.
I did like look into some hobbies. It's like, what do I want to do? And it's like, oh, I'll take a cooking class. Like, I like food. I've been cooking more. Like, it'd be fun to like get really good at cooking, and it'd probably be fun to like learn like actual technique. And then I looked up cooking classes. It's like, cooking class, $900. And I'm like, I don't want to be that good of a cook.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you could probably get a lot of that from YouTube, I guess. But
yeah, but a lot of it's like a community. Like, I'm looking to, I want to be around people.
I see.
You know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not like I need to go to these things and like meet my best friends or whatever, but I'm like, it would be nice to like be around people, you know? Like, I spend enough time at home when I work.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point.
So it's like,
yeah, I guess for me, like, I do like, I'll go climbing, and I don't like, it's weird. I don't talk, like, hang out with any of the people outside of climbing, but when I go to the climbing gym, I like see all the same people. And we're like, oh, what's up? And just like talk about that kind of thing.
Yeah. Like, I've been doing yoga and it's been great, but I'm like, this isn't like, I don't like talk to the people.
Yeah. There's not, yoga's kind of different because it's like, you literally, by definition, don't talk throughout the entire thing. Like, you just go home afterwards. Like, you see people and you're like, hi.
Yeah. You see, like,
about it.
The hottest women. And then it's me, and I look like someone who's at yoga to try and get girls, you know, because I'm so bad at yoga. And I'm just like some dude who just like rolls into this yoga class with like the most flexible fit, like women in Bushwick. And then it's like, hey, guys, want to see me not be able to touch my toes? I'm Bo, by the way.
Nice to meet me.
But yoga's been, I have been enjoying yoga.
You'll never feel better. Are you doing hot yoga or?
No, dude, you should see how drenched I am after room temp yoga.
You literally can't feel better than you do after an hour of yoga.
You feel amazing.
You feel amazing. It's crazy.
It feels so good. I did.
You feel so loose, and then it also, you're basically just meditating for an hour too.
Yeah,
so your body and your mind are both just cleansed
because you have no choice but to be like present in the yoga.
Yeah,
really thinking about other things. Except I did fart yesterday in yoga, and then believe me, there was like a hot girl behind me, and I like farted.
No. What posture were you in?
It was like a we had like, we're standing up and our legs were like spread out, like doing almost like a standing split kind of thing, like bending down.
Oh,
like,
no, you were leaning forward. Bro, I've literally like had nightmares of doing that before because there's literally like someone else's head like right behind you too.
Worst case scenario. It didn't stink and the teacher was talking while it happened. So I think there was enough like happening around it.
It wasn't just like loud.
It
in
wasn't.
The middle.
Super loud, but I certainly heard it, you know. It was like
no, dude.
Yeah, and no one, I looked around and no one was like, the fuck. So I think
what if someone stood up and like, who farted? Get this asshole out of here.
They grabbed the wrong guy and I'm like, yeah, get
yeah, yeah, it's him. Wow. That's crazy. Yeah, I've thought about that happening in yoga before, and I'll be like, that would be just an absolute nightmare.
Oh, dude, horrible. But I don't think anyone noticed. But you do feel amazing after, and I am going to continue to make that.
So how does your do you just like pay per class?
It's like a donation based. The suggested donation.
What's the place called?
Baby Cobra. There's okay. two.
There's one Brooklyn. Called Black Swan that has like donation base too.
There's two in Brooklyn. There's one in Williamsburg and there's one in Bushwick. I've gone to both, just depending on what time the classes are. The one in Bushwick is like closer to my apartment because I live in Bushwick. But like they have like different skill sets at different times. So I always try and go to the one without the chili pepper emoji because that means it's hard.
Does that mean it's hot?
It just says more difficult.
Okay.
Place is like basically in a warehouse. I don't think there's like an infrastructure to like.
Yeah.
But I think like maybe the more I get into it and the more like bendy I get, I would probably consider like doing, because my gym membership's $10 a month. If I can find like an affordable studio that would do like hot
yoga. I feel like yoga memberships are always so expensive.
They're stupid.
It's expensive. Crazy.
And I'm actually, like going once a week. So it's like,
yeah, you have to go a lot for it to be worth it. I had like, there was this yoga place that was literally in my, you might have seen it at my last apartment complex. It was in kind of like where the buildings were. Like it was like in the same.
Yeah, where that restaurant was.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I briefly had, they did this like intro month for $30 and I was going like a lot for a month. And I was like, this is amazing. Close
to your apartment, there's like,
yeah. Just walk right across the street and they did hot yoga. And it was a little bit, some of like when yoga brings in too much of the spirituality stuff, like I'm definitely good with like the mindfulness and, and like the breathing, focusing on the moment and like being present. But there's, whenever they start talking about like breathing into the third chakra, I'm like, all right, like let's come on.
Yeah, I just like go along with it. I mean, there was a period of time during COVID where that stuff, like I got like really kind of into that stuff and I've like removed myself from it. Not like intentionally, just like the world opened back up and I was like, oh, I don't think I need this as much anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so I get it. If it works for you, it works for you. So I'll just like go along with it. But
well, that's a very well-rounded take that I appreciate. I thought we were just going to bash it, but
I thought I'd be able to have that same like mentality towards like AA when they talk about God and stuff. But I think because I grew up in church so much and it was kind of like shoved down my throat for as long as it's a little harder for me.
Sure.
To, yeah, you know what I mean, like be like, oh yeah, you know, this works for you. I'm like, but I'm sorry I talked for a while. What's going on in Jack's world?
Not much, man. I've been chilling. I've been playing a lot of golf lately.
I think you said you played your best game yesterday.
Yeah, I shot an 82. So
that rules.
I've been, because George has been giving me like some, he gave me like one or two lessons basically, but I've like identified what's wrong with my swing now basically. And I've been going to the driving range like every once in a while to try and like work it out.
So what was the problem with your swing as best?
So basically I was taking the club like too far inside.
Oh, sure.
And then swinging kind of like up at the ball instead of down on it. If that makes sense. So I'm basically just trying to swing like down on it more kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, anyway, I started doing that. Like the past few times we played, I've been like hitting the ball really well, but then there'll be like I would kind of revert back to like doing stuff the other way. And I don't know, it like wasn't working properly. But I was like, dang, I feel like if I just like put it together, I could do well. And then like last time I played and I was like, dang, like I was on fire. Like I thought I might break 80, which would be like unheard of for me. It was pretty cool. Yeah,
that would have been so sick.
Yeah.
82 is amazing though.
Yeah, it's fun. I feel like this is the first time of like I've played golf a lot before, but I think this is the first time where I've really been like trying to get better. You know what I mean? So it's been fun. And there's a golf course like just a few minutes away from my apartment. So it's easy to go over there and like just go to the driving range after work.
That rules. I wish like golf was more accessible to me. You know,
yeah, it's probably like a full freaking day ordeal for you to play golf.
It is. I mean, it's fun too. I have some buddies. We go like we try and go at least like once a month in the summer. And when it's like warmer out, like late spring into like November, we try and go like once a month or so. But it's not enough. It's enough to realize if you played more, you'd get better, you know?
Yeah, I've been playing because the weather's unreal. Like yesterday, it got like up to 80. Was the high. We just walked 18.
That's like, insane. You walked it?
Yeah, I've been walking pretty much every time I've been playing.
I respect that. You got like a wheel thing for your bag, or you put it on your bag?
I just carry it. Sometimes I'll like rent one, but
you're
it's actually
animal.
Not that bad. Because when it's like 70 degrees, you do end up walking like 5 or 6 miles. But when it's like 70 degrees, it's just so, you just want to be outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
So I've really been enjoying it. And sometimes it'll be like on a hilly course and you're like, oof. But yeah, I've been walking like almost every time I've been playing recently. And the other benefit of it too is it like paces better. Like when you're in a cart, I feel like when it's busy, you just drive, you wait. Then you drive, you wait. Whereas like when you're walking, you just usually don't have to wait as much because you like walk up to your ball and then you're ready to go basically every time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my grandpa. I don't know how much he still plays. There was a while he was playing 3 or 4 times a week. He just turned 90. So I think he still plays, but not quite like he used to. But he was a diehard. I walk.
Yeah. I like it a lot better. I mean, I'm not going to do it in the summer in Texas. Obviously,
no fucking way. But playing golf in July in Texas is almost impossible as is, you know?
Yeah, it's just fun. Like, it's just fun being out there. It feels like more of an outdoor experience, I guess.
Totally, totally. It's the best. Going out to play golf is like one of my favorite ways to spend a day.
It's so fun. And it's, the thing is, if you don't let the anger get to you, like, it's so easy to get pissed. But if you just, like, stay calm, like, the whole time, like, it's so fun. It's very relaxing. It's a nice day.
I definitely, like, have gotten to a point with golf where, like, I've accepted the fact that I know I could be good if I played more. Like,
yeah.
But I mean,
you are, like, fairly good for how little you play.
I know.
I guess because you used to play when you were younger and you kind of, like, figured it out.
Yeah, I know I could be good, but I also like acknowledge the fact that I don't play enough to get mad when I don't.
Yeah, I think that's what was happening to me recently is because I was practicing and I was kind of changing my swing. So I sort of like regressed. I was shooting like high 90s and I was getting like really mad when I was like at least for a little bit. And then I would just be like, whatever, it's fine. And just kind of enjoy the rest of the round. But I think it's because I was like trying really hard. And then I got worse. So I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. Well, if you're switching up your form, like that's.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's going to happen.
It felt like every swing felt weird when I was doing it. But now it's starting to feel like a little more natural, which is good. So, but yeah, yesterday I woke up. I played golf at like, our tee time was like 9:10. And then I went home and chilled for a bit. And then went and climbed at night, and like afterwards I went to Whataburger on the way home, then I was just like,
nice.
So tired.
Oh dude, what'd you get at Whataburger?
I always, every time I get the honey barbecue chicken strip sandwich,
dude. It's so good, so good. That's like my favorite thing, like
so,
non honey butter
that?
Chicken biscuit thing on the menu is that
no one else makes that. Like you can't get that at any other fast food place.
No,
you know what I mean?
No.
Do
you get a drink too or no?
No, I didn't this time. I'd had like
ketchup.
Oh yeah, of course.
The spicy ketchup is so good.
So good.
It's so good.
Through my day yesterday, I actually had like, when I was playing golf, I had a margarita and a beer. And then I had like, we went to a brewery and I had 2 beers and I was like super tired. So I kinda like, I've been watching Suits. Have you seen Suits?
I heard that's like the most popular show on Netflix right now.
I don't know why. I've been like binge watching Suits.
Everyone's been,
for
apparently.
No reason. So I've like threw on Suits and like fell asleep on my couch. And then I ended up, we climbed. Then I had like another beer after.
You climbed yesterday too?
Yeah, I played golf, went home for like a few hours, like took a nap, and then went and climbed at like 8 with some friends. And I was like, and then I had Whataburger, and I was just so.
Oh, Whataburger after that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a gnarly day, dude.
I know, it was a full day. And the problem was I was so tired, but I ate Whataburger at like 11:30 probably.
Yeah.
Or 11. And I just like couldn't fall, like I fell asleep. But then whenever I have a big meal like that, like right before bed, it always messes up my sleep.
Sure.
And I was like, I could have slept so well tonight, but I kind of threw it away for the Whataburger. But it was, I think it was worth it.
Whataburger's delicious. It's one of the gems of fast food.
Yeah. I'm kind of hungry right now, dude. I might need to slam some Whataburger again.
Dude, hell yeah. I bought a rotisserie chicken yesterday. What a fucking great thing to have in the fridge. Yes, dude, it's amazing, dude.
Level. Alex is big on the rotisserie chicken. She'll be making tacos with it.
Dude, it's so good. I made chicken salad with it today. Yesterday, I just ate it plain because it was like hot.
So good, right?
Dude, it's the best. And I made like a pretty simple chicken salad just with what I had. Like, I didn't have like some of the fixings I typically like to put in chicken salad. And even just like that, I was like, fuck, this is so good.
Hell yeah, brother. all right, why don't we wrap this up?
Okay, yeah, we're going to record a second one, so we'll have...
Yeah, there's more sauce to come. Don't you guys worry.
All right, bye.
Bye, guys.
Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Bo and Jack are just a couple dudes recapping life. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce.